Hey, I'm Howard Kettner, and this is Benefits Genius podcast number 43, the one about client-facing events. Dave Patriarch of CGIB and I are sitting here talking about how you can use events to trigger social proof, to build your community, create your authority, all in a way that matters. Stay tuned. Well, here we are, Dave, and you had a big event last week.
We did. It was an employment update with a labor lawyer, George Vassos, and a HR.
Oh, he's terrific.
He is fantastic. Actually, he's been doing the circuit a little bit lately. And if anyone ever needs a great employment lawyer for their clients, a great guy with Littler Global. I think they are now the biggest employment law firm in the world. They're everywhere. So he spoke, and we had Bonnie Tischmeyer from the Employer's Choice, who's an HR consultant, great as well. The two of them spoke about Bill 148, the Fair Workplaces Better Jobs Act, which is coming into force right now in Ontario. And basically, it's everything from minimum wage increases to a whole tightening around misclassification of independent contractors, which is affecting a lot of people in different sectors, right through to paid days off, emergency leave, and a whole lot of more benefits favoring employees in Ontario. So it was quite an interesting event.
But quite aside from the event content, this was a bit unique, a bit of a deviation from the normal CGIB events.
Totally. Normally, the events are made as broker educational events, and that's fantastic. Brokers are out trying to learn more to take the information back to their clients. And this time, we thought we'd do something different, and we'd make it a broker-client event where the brokers, our members, and it was members only, could bring out their clients and hear that straight from the horse's mouth. And so it was a good group, and we had some great feedback from employers kind of hearing about the changes that really hadn't been communicated very well. And we were extremely lucky in the timing. The legislation received royal assent 2 days before the seminar. So the final readings were the week before, and it was rushed into law instantly, taking effect, some of it on November 27th, some of it December 4th, and then the rest of it on January 1st, 2018. So very, very timely for the employers to be able to act on it. And it was pretty well received.
Yeah. So you would have had a bit of a mixed bag in the room. There would have been advisors that brought one or five clients and advisors that brought no clients. What kind of post-event feedback, comments, etc. have you gotten?
The brokers that brought no events were interesting because some of them said, you know, I like to disseminate the information myself. I like to kind of boil it down, understand it, think about it, research it, and then take it back and dribble it out to my clients bit by bit, client specific and stuff like that, which is great. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
And that's what we normally do. The brokers that brought clients out just got great feedback for being included in an event like this because a lot of them, if they're a small or mid-sized, just don't get exposed to it. They're not getting it from their other professionals. They often don't have employment lawyers. They may just have a general business lawyer. They're not telling them about it. The accountants aren't telling them about it, other than maybe they might mention minimum wages going up. So here's a great opportunity to stand out and be a different professional, even though these legalities only slightly affect benefits. But I mean, a great way to bring people in. So the feedback from the employers was just great. And I mean, I was lucky enough, I had 14 of my own clients came out.
Nice.
And I mean, they were overwhelmed by the extent of the law, but they thought it was cool. And one actually came up to me afterwards and she said, I feel like a bit of an insider. There's all these brokers, you know, your competition. And here I am being allowed to hear this message that everybody else is hearing secondhand or third hand through their brokers or their broker's assistants or whatever. So the feedback was excellent. And I think we'll have more brokers bring more clients to future events and looking to do this type of educational thing.
Absolutely. And what I thought was so cool about it is I find that a lot of advisors are overwhelmed by the amount of information that they have to keep their clients current about. And so to have somebody else not only articulate that information, but articulate it really, really well. I mean, if I'm the introducer, if I'm the facilitator of them being at the event, I become more of a subject matter authority without having to become a master of the content.
Yeah, I think it's your line, which I know you stole from somewhere else. You know, you remember the one that brings you to the dance.
Right.
And there's a few people now that commented that they got together with their clients afterwards for...
I heard of a couple of those too, or from a couple of advisors that did that.
And they went back, had lunch or whatever, and got together, you know, even afterwards.
What were your takeaways?
Yeah. And, you know, would you like to hear more of this? What do you need? And so we don't have to, like you said, we don't have to be the subject matter expert on everything. And I mean, employment law, I'm going to say, be the first to say it's not my thing. I'm a benefit specialist. I'm not an employment law specialist. But being able to bring this stuff across, and whether it's, you know, through upcoming newsletters, whether it's through blogs, or if you're a Twitter person or whatever, here's a great way to kind of add some value to the clients, understand what kind of content that they want to see without having to do it all yourself, which is pretty cool. I only know, that I can think of quickly, maybe one broker that runs their own event that is educational to their clients, Nick Acacella, which is from just outside of Toronto, and he does an amazing event. I've been to one or two of them over the years, and he brings in clients and prospects and brings in lawyers and HR consultants and insurance company speakers and so on. And they're really, really well received. There are a lot of work to do. So this kind of was an easy way to not put that much work into it other than bringing the clients out and watching their reactions to it all.
Well, and I think I'd like to hear from our audience about the interest or the value that they'd place on something like that. I'd love to see you do another event like that sometime soon. What are the elements that an advisor would want to be present to make it worthwhile to bring out their client, have that follow-up lunch, the key takeaways, and what would they be looking for in terms of value? Or what would the interest level be?
Yeah.
Yes, no, or sideways. I'd love to hear.
And I'm with you too. I thought this event would be much bigger. I honestly thought that if we have 175, 200 members and everybody brought two or three people, so you've got a broker plus say three, that's four times a couple hundred. You have 800 people in a room and we'd never be able to accommodate that. So I was kind of worried about it being too big, but it wasn't. And I kind of wonder, do the brokers, they're interested in the message, they want to really control it, or would they like to see these events happen more? Because I think it's a great opportunity, whether it's Benefits Genius or CGIB, brokers themselves, whatever. I think doing these educational events for clients is just a great value add. And we're going into a year of 2018 where value add is going to be more important probably than it's been in a decade or more.
Absolutely. And so we often look at value add as it has to be product, it has to be price. And to your point of Nick Acacella and the events that he holds, I only know of one advisor. I mean, I'm sure there's more. Kevin Jeffrey of Point Break out on the West Coast has held an annual client event now for a number of years, and really neat guy, really creative around it. He does not hold it inside of a hotel or convention facility. He picks a time of year and has a tent outdoors somewhere. I mean, if we get a little bit of rain, which sometimes happens in Vancouver, everybody's under the tent. Yeah. But he looks at building value by creating a really interesting community of clients.
Yeah.
And in fact, all of our clients are really, really interesting. It's just the other clients don't know that.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that Kevin does is he will pick experts from amongst his client group and have them speak at the event. And it may not even be on a directly benefits related topic. There may be a very articulate HR specialist or team building specialist or something, a tech specialist that kind of goes through the three apps that you should be using in your everyday life and why.
Yeah.
And it really has built a neat community, and he gathers over 100 client attendees under the tent once a year.
That's fantastic. And you know, I've heard a few people that have done it in the past. I don't know anyone who's done it consistently for any length of time. I mean, it is a lot of work to put into some of the events and everything, but community is great. I mean, value add to your clients is fantastic. And it's just another reason to talk to your clients and see your clients. That's a positive. It's not a renewal. It's not solving a problem. It's a positive, helping, arms out wide, hugging kind of event, not a what have you done wrong and what can I fix or, you know, whatever. So I think we got to see more of this. So
well, the feedback, circling back to exactly yeah, give to us the feedback that we want to hear, I think bringing clients to your event is the quickest, easiest way for any advisor to dip their toe in the water because they don't have to worry about infrastructure, logistics, and unexpected expenses that accompany an event. I mean, you've mastered that part of it. You have a process. I'm still
learning, but whether it's us or it's Genius or whether, like, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for these events. We're looking at our 2018 CGIB schedule right now, and I'm sitting down thinking, I want to get a lawyer who specializes in, I mean, what you call ambulance chasers that chase LTD claims, to come in and speak on what they're going after employers for example. So, you know, what are employers doing wrong that these lawyers are suing the employers for? And that's an event that's made for brokers. It's not going to be a employer-focused event. If you have a client that's a little bit bigger, maybe they faced a lawsuit in the past, maybe you're trying to liability-proof them, I don't know, risk-proof them a little bit, invite them out to the seminar. Or maybe you're invited out to a drug seminar from somebody else. Rogers does them across Canada, the face-to-face events now. They're, and bring a client out to some of the events that you see out there and add some value. But let us know. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. Okay. So there, we've taken away the excuses. No lack of opportunity to add value to your client relationships and to build community, even if it's as simple as getting the client attendees together after an event and having lunch with them. We want to hear from you. Dave at cgib.ca, Howard at benefitsgenius.ca. Talk to you soon.